more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
Peter Greenberg back with you as Eye on Travel continues our statewide journey throughout the state of Maine. Of course, you know the drill. You can always reach me very easily. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go out to the phones out there in St. Charles, Illinois. I've got Laurel on the phone. Hey, Laurel.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Okay. My sister and I are going on a cruise, and we are sailing out of New Orleans and doing the Caribbean. But we are the cruise leaves on the 15th of February, which is the Sunday before Mardi Gras. So we're looking to figure out when the best time to look for airfares is going to be. We're actually leaving on Friday the 13th.
Okay, so I've got one other question for you. We know what day the cruise leaves. What day does the cruise come back?
Saturday.
That comes back, what, the 21st?
Yes.
Okay. So you're right. You're surrounding Fat Tuesday, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, not easy. So the answer to your question is going to be an easy one for me. The good news is you're leaving on that Friday before Mardi Gras, and you're coming back on the Saturday after. The good news is
right.
Better than coming back on the Sunday after. So I'm assuming, let's back into this. I'm assuming your cruise comes back in the morning of the 21st.
So we are actually going to stay in New Orleans for another 2 days, so we aren't going to leave until Monday.
Okay, you didn't tell me that. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, I won't punish you, but we have to figure it out. Monday might actually be okay, but here's the problem. A lot of people will stay for Mardi Gras and do the whole weekend, and Sunday will be a very heavily traveled day. The Saturday that your cruise comes back will not, but Monday might be. So the answer to your question is buy those tickets now.
Buy them now?
Right. Leave on that Friday before, come back on the Monday after, right about 10 days later. And remember, for every day that you procrastinate, especially when you know you got a holiday coming up, but there's one more thing. When's President's Day weekend?
I suppose it might be that weekend. I didn't think about President's Day.
Yeah, well, they do think about President's Day. That's going to give you a higher airfare right then and there. However, if it's President's Day on that Monday, that means people are going to be traveling back on that Tuesday. You might actually slip through. But go online now, do your research, and give yourself a fighting chance. And then for every week that you procrastinate not buying that fare, you can guarantee, because of the timing of it, that the airfare is going to go up about 4% a week.
So it's just going to keep rising from here on in.
Sure, because you're dealing with both Fat Tuesday and President's Day weekend. It's a double whammy. Now, let me ask another question. Have you already booked your cruise?
Yes.
All right, so you're not going to buy an air-sea package. You're buying your airfare separately.
Yes.
Okay, you're doing one smart thing. You're not flying to New Orleans on the day the ship leaves. Congratulations. You have a fighting chance of being...
I have cruised before, so I know that.
Good. You have a fighting chance of being reunited with your luggage. And so that's good. So buy those tickets now. Obviously, you can track it on things like Google Flights. And if the fares come down appreciably, which I don't think they will, you might be able to benefit from that at the time. But first and foremost, don't delay on this, okay?
All right. That was what I wanted to know.
And that's what we told you. So, Laurel, thanks again for the call.
Great. Thank you.
You got it. Bye. And let's go to the emails. I've got one from Joy who writes, does American Airlines have any nonstop flights to Rome from Philadelphia? If not, what airline has straight flights from Rome to Rome from Philadelphia? Well, the answer is a qualified yes. But Joy, you didn't tell me when you wanted to go. Some of these flights are only seasonal. They may not be year-round. But currently, there is a nonstop. It's code-shared, by the way, by American and British Air, and it doesn't always come up as an American flight, but it sometimes comes up as a British Airways flight operated by American, leaves around 6:35 in the evening and gets to Rome's Fiumicino Airport, FCO, at 9 a.m. the next morning. Okay, I hope that's helpful, but remember, I'm giving you a qualifier. It may not be operated all year long. All right, here's one from Marcia, really an update. Marcia wrote me last week about the following. I did an online check-in today for a flight to O'Hare, from O'Hare to Hartford, Connecticut, and I was following along as instructed, and since I'm not able to lift my carry-on size suitcase over my head anymore, I decided to check it rather than ask for help. After completing and paying for the $40 charge, they now told me it is going to be a full flight and they would allow free checked bags for those waiting to do that. When I tried to do it, I was told that I already checked in. Does this mean I'm out of luck? Well, guess what? Marcia then followed up and said to me, well, I wanted to update you to let you know that when I told the outside agent checking in the luggage at the airport what happened, he said, we can fix that. He put one tag on my bag and handed me a second one to take inside where I was reimbursed. It took a little time, but was well worth it, and they were very nice about it. I still think it could have been avoided if sequenced better online. Well, you know what, Marcia? You gave me the answer I was looking for. Online. What makes you think anything can be accomplished online once it's been keyed in? It's fixing it that's the problem online. You needed a human being to fix it. You might have needed a human being just to put it together in the first place, right? So that's the key here. So many flights now, it's a disadvantage to people who check their bag and paid for it. They get to the gate and they find, hey, we'll check your bag in for free. Well, what about the guys who paid for it? It's completely discriminatory. So now you know what happens, and you found the one person there who could fix it. Congratulations on that. And we'll be back with more from our special tour of Maine as Ion Travel continues, no extra charge, right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Ion Travel will be right back.